Okay, Shavua Tov, Kais Tov. We are on the Mepsechet Bechorot Daf Yud Aleph. And we're going up to literally the last line of Yud. It's like almost the middle of it. We probably could have gone over the Amud, but we're running there for Mincha. We said there, Amar Rabbi, Amar Krav, Vecholik Chayye B'Shekel HaKodesh, Kol Erechin Shta Marich Lo Yupchutim B'Shekel. That was the question. That was the answer. Right? So basically says, where do we know that the shekel is always the... So that was the answer. Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda said, Ein p'tiyah p'cham is shekel. He said, Mimah nafshach. Either we make it to the b'chor, which needs five slayim, or if we don't make it, then it's a shekel. So where do we get it from? He says, Olam lo lekish, there's no hekish. Rabbi says that the pasuk tells us that all your erchin are done never less than a shekel. So the Gemara now is with regards to Rabbanan, right? So what do they do with that pasuk? So who be hesek yad kativ? So that pasuk is written to talk about hesek yad. What's that hesek yad meaning? Rashi says, "Omer erkiya life." A person comes and he gives a makes a donation to the Migdash, and he says it's the value of me. That's going to go. The guy's worth it. He's a strong, strapping guy in the slave market. I don't know. He's worth a lot of money. But he's a poor guy and he hasn't got money, right? But then look at Erech, and he's worth 100,000 if he sells himself, but he himself hasn't got any money, right? Or he's worth 1,000, let's say. So Ketiv Bay Al Pich Asheta Sigyad Hanoderia Shelakalev. So the coin, even though he's essentially got to be valued according to what he's working worth in the slave market, because he's not got money, the coin can value him, make an appraisal based on what he's able to pay. And then the pasuk says, "Uchtiv Batrei V'chol Erkecha." Inami lately shave shekel, right? Even if he hasn't even got less than a shekel, lo yarechinu akoyin pachot mishekel. That's the limud. But that's still, even the poorest guy in the world isn't worth less than a shekel. The kitzur, if he makes a donation to his bed. Okay. So now the Gemara summarizes Amar Rav Nachman alacha kedibre chachamim, right? Alacha was chachamim, the pidyono b'se kol dehu. There's no value on the se. Remember we saw there, right? That there's no minimum, there's no maximum. The se is anything that you want. Right, that is the value of the se. Rashi says, "Yeah, the pidyonot b'se koldo." That when you come to redeeming the donkey, you can use any se. Even so, you could use a se with a mum. Remember, saw that. Mm-hmm. It was as opposed the chiddush here was that if you doing a pidyon with a se, there's no value. If you're not doing a pidyon with a se, but you're doing it with money or something else, it was has to be at the shovi of the chamo. That's the big difference between a pidyon b'se or pidyon b'mani. Even we'll see just now, we'll see it again with Shilki, right? We saw that the guy came to do pidyon with like cooked vegetables. So even then it has to be the value of the chamor. Okay, so if you're using a se, whatever you want, any se. If you use paying for anything in any other kind, mm-hmm. It has to be b'shovi. Okay, so now when you say this, right? So if you're saying, we said over here, Rashi says, yeah, but kol dehu. So when we say, what is this kol dehu, right? Is there still nonetheless some sort of minimum or value? So I'm Rabbi Yosef, afilu patroza bar danka. Bless you. Says, yeah, what's the case of this? Afilu bar patroza, Rashi says, yeah, se kachush. Right? Even if it's a weak, say, bar danka katan she'enu shave ele ma'a shu shtut dinar, nami. Oh no, sorry, shtut dinar, right? Even if it's the weakest say that isn't even worth a sixth of a dinar, okay, which is a ma'a, like a shekel, okay, very cheap thing. Amar Rav Afan Amitin, Rav says, we also learned the makor for that. Gadol the katan, because we saw a bright, they said you can give a say, gadol or a katan. So the Gemara says, what do you mean gadol the katan? Actually, Rashi says you have a matnitin, right? Amar, we learned in our Mishnah. Did our Mishnah say that, by the way? Our Mishnah was on Tet Amud Aleph, right?
Yeah.
Because of this Mishnah. But maybe we did learn in some Mishnah. Is it the first Mishnah, maybe? This is a Mishnah. Okay, we've seen a few brightas along the way that have said Gadol v'Katan. I don't know where Mishnah, any Rashi is, yeah, but Banditin, okay. So what says Pshita knew that's on a Chiddush. Dafidu Ruk Rashi, Dafidu Patroza, the Hakol Shehu, Kami Rabbanan. Now, we already saw that. We just quoted a second ago, even a Patroza Bardanka. So why are you telling me now, Gadol V'Katan? So he says, no, it's important. What would we have thought? Have a minute if we hadn't said that. Kule high law, inami patrozo law, kamashmalan. So look at Rashi there. He says there, kule high bardanka, inami nehida katan yacholit about patrozo shu kachush law. So he says, no. A big and a small is one thing, but if it's a weak animal, maybe not. Kamashmalan, there's no limits. Any type of animal, whatever you want. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, ignoring the story. He had a petrechamor, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Remember, this was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was the grandchild, I think, of Revi, right? That he had a petrechamor, so he had a firstborn donkey that he had to do petre with. Shadre lekamed Rabbi Tarfon. Now, it's in Rabbi Tarfon. Now, it seems on the Gemara here, Shalom Kamen, Amar Lei, Kama Be'ine Lemaitav Lekohen. Right? So he says to Rabbi Tarfon, right? How much do I have to pay now to a Kohen if I want to, if I do pigeon on the sea? So Amar Harei Amrus, Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Yudanesia, Ayn Yafe Besela, if you're generous, you'll give a Sela value, Ayn Ra'a Beshekel, if you're just a bad guy, and Beinonit Beragia. If you're talking about a Gershom, and a Gershom says here at the bottom, he says over here, let's turn on the bottom. It's in the narrow column. It's almost just beneath the middle. It says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tarfon Kohen Hava. Mm-hmm. He said Rabbi Tarfon is a Kohen. So it's quite interesting. You go to a Kohen to ask a Kohen how much you got to pay to give to a Kohen. It's like a bit of a vested interest here. It's a little conflict of interest here. But nonetheless, I suppose Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Tarfon. Interesting that. Interesting, because Rabbi Tarfon was at the time was before Rebbe. Good point. Rabbi Tarfon was a bar plukta of Rabbi Akiva, yeah, and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi. That's the Tanaim that were all in the Haggadah. Rabbi Tarfon, a good point there. Good point. Okay. But they all came later. Because the first was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. After him, they were called Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Yeah. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came after Rabbi Tarfon. I should have picked it up. That's a good point. What note has him inspired there?
Yes, sir. ובסוף אומר, אמנם בכפתור הפרח, הגיסה היא דבי נסיעה.
דבי נסיעה, רב יהודה נסיעה, כן, that's not very good. All right, שכוח. Okay. So anyhow, it's a gotcha, right, רב, and this is another Rabbi Tarfon.
כן.
Hey, is it on?
יכול להיות זה גם לא רבי Tarfon.
That's something, maybe it could be another Rabbi Tarfon. Did you say that there, Stanzas?
He also says it could be a mistake.
Oh, it could be a mistake, okay.
Scribal error.
All right. Amarava Hilchata Bragia. Right, Vakama. And what is this Bragia? Because that's basically a bandit, right? So it's not a shek. It's Rashi says, Tlata Zuze. It's three Zuz. Ragilacha, Bragilacha. Look at Rashi. Where's Ragilacha, Ragilacha? He says, Pachot mi selav yotem mi sheke. Okay, basically, which is what we knew already, because we said we've got Ayin Yafe. Ayin Yafa is
it says
it's right. Okay, Kasha. So Gemara says now, Kasha Yichata. We got a steer here on the Yichata Yichata. What's a Kasha? Yeah, Rashi Yacha Amarti Baragia. So make up your mind. Either we got even a Bardanka, and a Bardanka is like what we called over here, even less than an Ayin Ra. And now you tell me that the Halakha is a Bragia, which is middle of between a Sela and Shekel, thank you. So we said, Lo kashia, kan bevo limalech, kan beose mi atzmo. So that's the difference. When you chochem and you go and ask questions, it's going to cost you more. When you just do it on your own, then you can give a say. That's literally what you've got to be careful what you ask.
Yeah.
And you don't ask a coin, I would advise. But anyhow. Okay, benoten bardanka, lo kafina fez. Rashi said, when you give a bardanka, Lo kai finan leit, they don't make you give more. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Reish Lakish. Mi sheesh lo peter chamor. So now, God's got a chamor. Ve'ein lo se liftoto, podehu beshovyo. You see that? We actually saw it before already, right? Then you're going to redeem it by its value. So God says, Leman, who's this according to? Ilam Rabbi Yehuda. Now we've seen the last few dapim that's about Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon about a lot of this stuff, right? As a rule, the klal is halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. There are exceptions, right? I think in Hilchot Shabbos and Yontif it's Rabbi Shimon. No, I'm mistaken. Right? Am I wrong? I think so. Lema'an ilamid Rabbi Yehuda ha amar hikpid alav Torah b'seh. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that dafka the Torah was makpid with the seh. Look, Rashi, but mashmaiti now daftet hikpid a Torah alav b'seh. Afa gav the tatzin now b'shov yo lo kamirar mihu hai makshe my desakadatach mi karanakid. Okay, so he says basically mikaradin el Rabbi Shimon. So it must be Rabbi Shimon who says over here, if you put it, Rav Acha Matni Achar. Rav Acha says, no, Rav Acha learns it a little bit differently. He says, Ravina Kashi Alei. So there was Kashi to Ravina, right? About this Rav Huda Rabbi Shimon, because Lachak Rabbi Huda. Vestam Lantanak Rabbi Huda. Vatamat Lachak Rabbi Shimon. Right? Look at Rashi, puts it into context. Ravina Kashi Alei. Amai Mukemet Lemaimed Resh Lakish Rabbi Shimon. Because this, right? Ha kaimed and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Whenever there's a machloket, it's Rashi. Alachak Rabbi Yehuda. Very important. We show to you. V'stam lan tana banitin Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the stam is like Rabbi Yehuda. Da'asa lepeter chamor b'hanah. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that a peter chamor, even before it's dead, while it's alive. I remember Rabbi Shimon said that when it's alive, it's mutar b'hanah. It's alias b'hanah once it's been killed. That was our whole daf yesterday. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says that it's always asur b'hanah from the moment that it's born. Diktani mafrish tale. And therefore he says, you have to have a seh, says Rabbi Yehuda, because the seh is what's mafki the isur. Right? And it seems to be over here, what did we say a second ago? We said, Mishi eshto peter chamor, and I said, if to peter b'shovyo. And that seems to be aloha like Rabbi Shimon. So how come? We sang aloha like Rabbi Shimon. So we said, no, it afilu tam Rabbi Yehuda, could it be Rabbi Yehuda? Why? Lo yehe chamor bina hekdesh. Because you can't have a situation where Peter Chamor is more Chamor mina Hegdesh. Rav, what does it mean more Chamor mina Hegdesh? Look at Rashi. She podo bekesef b'shovyo. Because Hegdesh, you can't podo bekesef. Right? So how can it be that a say of a Chamor is more Chamor than Hegdesh of Kochim? Right? So therefore, Rabbi Huda would agree that Mikaradin, you probably need a say. But a Kami more Chamor than Hegdesh, therefore you can do the pidyon of a Shovi. V'lo amator b'se lahachmir alav. And that's what the say is. The say is on the contrary. The say is to make it more makil than hegdesh. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. To import or besay, yachol liftoto bepetroza. Hegdesh, you haven't got a chance. Hegdesh, you want to do pidyon. There's a haracha, there's a hamada, the corner to value, etc. You pay the value. Here, you where you want to do a redemption with money, you pay the value like hegdesh. But it's less chamur, you can also do it with a seh, and then you can pay any amount, even a lesser amount, than the hekdesh. Okay, so that would work out nicely, Rabbi Yehuda, and we haven't got a problem with halacha being like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Nachum, Rabbi Yosef, here the Gemara's example, we saw this as well now, I'm pretty sure we saw this before. Le'el tet, yes. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yosef, parik le b'shilkei b'shovyo. Right, we saw this, he did it with shilkim, Rashi's asabim shlukot. Right, they cooked vegetables. We saw this other day as well, not only on bed. Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Huna, Hapode Peter Chamor Shel Chaveiro Pidjono Padui. So now your friend's got a Chamor, and he's not doing anything about it. You go and you give the set to the coin. So now what's the real question? What's the obvious question now? Who does it belong to now? Is that Chamor yours or is that Chamor his? You did the Pidjon, very nice, thank you. But now, did you do it for me or did you do it for you? So the Gemara says, "Ibayelehu." Right, this is the kashya. Pidyono, the shita adds in there, padui lepode, or dilma pidyono lebali. Who's it padui for? Right, did you do your friend a favor? Can it be mine? Yes, why not? There was the chamor is not his. A contract who asher bana, right? So he can't get any anah from it. He has to do pidyon. So now, how does he can go to give the seh? He never got the seh. You got the seh. So maybe you get it. That's the question. Or maybe not. Right? So the Gemara is like this. Alibad Rabbi Shimon lo tibali. So again, the Gemara says, Alibad Rabbi Shimon, there's no question. Why is there no question over here? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, while the seh was alive, you were able to get hana'ah from it. So therefore, there wasn't a problem. The seh could be yours while it was alive. Right? So it appears, l'chakem and amar mutar bahana'ah, Mamona de Barimu. That's classic Mamon Barimu. It's mine. Mm-hmm. Even while it's alive, before I do pidyon, I can get hana from it. Therefore, it's mine. So if you come and do pidyon, you didn't pidyon on my stuff. Therefore, it stays mine. You can't steal it from me. Kiti bayu. So where's the question, Shayach? Alibi Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Asur Bahana. Right? So now Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Asur Bahana. So now if it's Asur Bahana, it's not mine. So if you did pidyon, maybe now it's yours, because it wasn't mine. So maybe really it only becomes mine when I do pidyon. Anybody who does pidyon can take it. Right? So the question is like this. Lehegdesh medamile. Do we consider it as hegdesh? V'rachmana amar v'natana kesef v'kamlo. Right? So with regards to hegdesh, the person who does the redemption, the pidyon, he gets it. Let's say that you donated something to the Beit HaMikdash. Anybody can come and do Hegdesh and take it. Right? The fact that you gave it doesn't make it yours. Anybody can come and take it. Right? So same idea over here.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? So if you did this, so that the Gizba doesn't want the stuff that's in the Beit HaMikdash,
Gizba,
right?
Gizba is allowed to do it.
Of course, the Gizba. But who comes and does the pidyon? Not the Gizba. Anybody can come. Whoever comes.
Okay.
Doesn't matter that I gave it. There's no like right of first refusal here or anything like that because it was yours.
Okay.
So the same thing over here. Do we say Hegdesh? This is Hegdesh. When the Chamor is born, do we say it's like Hegdesh? It was not mine. It's Hegdesh. And now whoever comes to redeem it gets it. And then the guy who does the pidyon, he would get it. That's no, the one we're looking
the
at.
The obligation is on the person
who said. Who said there's an obligation? Maybe there's an obligation for the chamor to be nivde. Or maybe not. That's the question. Right? That's the question. Right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Right? Rachman Amar Natana Kesef Kamlo. Or Dio Mekevan de Kani Lehu. He says, no, maybe not. Since it's his. Right? Was it Kani Lehu? The Vini Uvini. And we saw this yesterday. What's Vini Uvini? Because the Chamor could be worth 100. And a say he can do a say now we saw of a Partuza de Danka, right? Of only a shekel. So therefore the 99 shkalim embedded in the inherent in the Chamor actually his. Right? So Lord Damien Hekdesh is not like Hekdesh. And therefore the friend can't come and do pidyon and take it from me. So I'm Rav Nachman says, okay, let's find out the Toshma. We've got a bright that says, Hagonev Peter Chamor Shel Chavero Meshalem Tashlumei Kefer LeBaalim. When you steal a Chamor, a Peter Chamor, this firstborn Chamor from a friend, you got to pay him back Tashlumei Kefer. So it appears that it's proper theft. How can it be proper theft if it's not mine, right? V'afa pishein lo achshav. You know that isn't his now. Right, look, that's contrary here. Look, Rashi there. V'afa pishein lo achshav klomar. V'afa pishein lo achshav reshut. Right? It's basically now he hasn't got to shoot. Yesh lo la'achazman she'ifadeh. Off when he redeems it, he will be his. Hilchachave kilu hu hashta didai. Therefore, he says, if it's his there. Yesh lo la'achamiken. Right? So therefore, so that's the two ways of looking at it. Right? So that's the answer. He wants to say, no, he has the answer. It's proper geneva, and therefore it must be his. Where it says, money, who's the tanna of this Mishnah, of this bright of, yeah? See, now Rabbi Shimon, amai eno la'achshav. If it's come Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shimon says, well, it's got hana'a, immediately can get hana'a. So what do we mean it will become his? It's his now. Right? And the pshita Rabbi Yehuda, Pasha Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, v'yisak adatach hegdesh medabin en lei. If you would have even had a hava minute of like hegdesh medabin lei, what, v'gonev medaish, amarachmana, v'lo med hegdesh. The Torah says, v'gonev medaish. And we see, yeah, proper geneva. What's geneva? We used it for a person, not from hegdesh. V'tulo, meaning nothing else further than that. So that's the answer. It's pashut, that it's yours. It's got hana'a. It's proper geneva. It is his. That's a question. Okay. The word carries on. The Mishnah said, Echat bichra v'achat shelo bichra. Remember that? It was the end of the Mishnah.
No.
It's correct, that's why it's Kimlay, because Chayvin Karet, it's Chayvin Karet, there's no Kefir. Right, okay. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says over here, what are we up to? Echat bichra vechat shelo bichra, right? So echat bichra vechat shelo bichra, v'yalde shnei zecharim, נותן תלה אחד לכהן מגברת זכר ונקבה, מפריש תלה אחד לעצמו. Right, let's read up to it. Let's talk this. Terminal. Ketzad Amru. Right. Oh, no. And then the Mishnah carried on and said, Nichnas ledir lihitaser, ve'im meit nenim bo. Nichnas ledir. Remember, I wasn't quite sure what that was at the time of the Mishnah. Said, Nichnas the se. If you've got a se, which you're going to set aside for a chamor, and it was born that year with all your other se'im, it would go into the deer to do maser.
Mm.
Okay, that's what we Mishnah saying, but the good question like this. Nichnas le deer itaser. That's the Mishnah said. So it's a Tarabanan. Ketzad Amru, got a brighter here on that. Hey, how do we say here, Nichnas le deer itaser, go into the deer? Iata yachol omar bevo liyad ha-kohen. Right, if you're going to tell me it's already come to the Kohen, we've given it to the Kohen already, in other words, you've set it aside, look, Rashi, iata yachol לומר בבולה יר הכהן. אם נתנו לישראל לכהן, שוב אני נכנס להתעשר. לא ביד כהן ולא ביד ישראל. If it's, you can't say that, אי אתה יכול לומר בבולה יר הכהן. We can't be talking about a case where it's really come to become the Kohens. Why? Because if it become to the Kohen, we learned already, Rashi says here, but if you know that doesn't do maser, even his hand, or even it comes back to the Yisrael. How would it come back? Look at Rashi. Afilu chazar Yisrael v'lekachov menu. Or ha-kohen natnu lo, shrei shalinu. The Kohen Mimah can give it back to you, and you can do it again and again and again. Once the Kohen doesn't do maser with his deer, and you wouldn't do it again if it came back to your hand. Shrei shalinu, alokeach v'she nitan lo b'matana. Patur maser b'hema. If you bought it, right, or the Kohen gave you from matana, patur from maser b'hema. So it can't be a case of a say that you've already given to the Kohen. Ela b'Yisrael shayulo asara. So what are we talking about? We've got a Yisrael. Shayulo asara safek pitrei chamorim v'toch beito. Shemafish alehin asara se'in u'ma'asran v'hen shalom. When we learn to the Mishnah, if it's a safek, you set aside a se'. You've got a chamor b'safek. So what do? You set aside a se'. And you keep the se'.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah,
why do we say that you keep the se'? What was the svara? Ki amotzi lechavero alavaraya. The Kohen has to come and prove that it was a real bechor. And it's his job to prove it. He can't prove it. So therefore, there's a safek. But still, nonetheless, we still do the mafrish. Lafkia et the kedusha. Remember that? Right. That's what we do. So you've got these. It happened 10 times now. Okay, you're a serial safek chamor person, right? Right. You serial sidrati. Right. So now Gemara says, "Masada Rav Nachman." This helps Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Bravua. Now we've got three cases over here. Yisrael shayulo asara safek pitrei chamorim. Mafrish alein asara sein v'maaseran v'hein shelo. So that's the first halacha Rav Nachman told us. So this fits in beautifully over here. So that's the case we're speaking about. Rav Nachman, while we're on it, said a few other things. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bravua, Yisrael shayulo asara pitrei chamorim vada'in betoch beito. No longer safek. This is a vada. You've got 10 of them in your house, right? A big farmer, a big donkey farmer. Okay, obviously you're farming lots of donkeys. Now, but how did you get them? You've got these 10 over here, so you actually aren't a big donkey farmer, but someone in your family was, right? Look how you got them. So you had 10. Shenaflu mi beit avi imo kohen. Your grandfather was a kohen. Your Yisrael grandfather was a kohen. And he had these 10 donkeys. But now why would the grandfather who's a kohen have donkeys? He should have a say.
Okay.
So where did he get them from? Right? V'oto avi imo kohen, he got them, naflu lo mi beit avi imo Yisrael. So your grandfather was a kohen, but his grandfather was a Yisrael. Or his father was Yisrael. Beit avi imo, right? His grandfather. His grandfather. If his father would be a kohen, he was a kohen, right? So his grandfather, right? So your grandfather was a kohen, but his grandfather was Yisrael, and he inherited somehow or other, he had them, and they came to his grandfather, the grandfather came to you, and now you've got 10 chamorim, which are vadai, peter, chamor. And they came via a kohen. So maybe the fact that the kohen owned them at one given time, right? Mafrish alein asara sein u'ma'asran v'hen shelo. See that? You don't give them to a kohen. You keep the sein, even though they're vadai here. Why? Because they came via a kohen. At a given stage, a kohen owned them. So once a kohen owned them, right? Look at Rashi over here. ואותו אבי אמור כהן נפלנו וכולי, ודאי, חייבים בפדיון, דברישות ישראל נולדו, but מפריש להם אשר הסיין, להפקויה איסורה יהוא, just to do מפקין, ואין שלא. דמי דמחייב כהן המורישו לעשות מהן עושה זה מהן, לכהן המוריש היה צריך להפריש להם סיין, להפקיע קדוש שחל עליהם ובעל איש הראשון, ונותן הסיין עצמו, the כהן was meant to take the same for himself. Right? שהרי כהן הוא, כזה כהן, ואין צריך לחזר אחר כהן. החידה מי עושה ישראל, זה היושב, דודה מי כמי שרישו כהן ישראל. What happened was as follows. When the כהן got them from the ישראל, the ועדה בחורי, the ועדה חמורים, so the כהן was meant to מפריש, because the ישראל was meant to put it aside to say. The ישראל didn't do it, so the כהן was meant to do it. The כהן was meant to do it, but he's a כהן. Now they have to go give it any other כהן, he gives it himself. Ah, I inherited it from my grandfather, was a כהן. He could give it for himself, I'm giving it for myself. Okay, that's basically what she says. The third case, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Yisrael shayu lo tvalim, memurachin b'toch baito. He has got tevel memurach. Now, just if you understand what's going on over here, turn over the Amud a second to the Rashi on top of the other Amud. It's not that Rashi, but it's also the memurachin. Shenigmara melachtan lemaser, demiruach hu gemar melacha, shel tvua keshe mashve takeri v'machliko berach. Basically, when you spread out, when you make the mound and your harvest is already the grains, that's when it comes time to do Truma Maaseh. So if you've got over here, you've got Tevel Memurach, which is now it's Gemar Maaseh and it's Chayev in Hafrashot. Shenaflu mi beit avi imo koin. And you heard from your father-in-law, your grandfather's a koin. He never had to do, right? The koin doesn't have to do it, right? Voto avi imo koin, naflu mi beit avi imo Yisrael. But he got it from Yisrael, who was his grandfather. Ma'asran v'en shelo. Same idea, you do Maaseh and they're yours. Now, it's Pashut, by the way, that the Maaseh, you don't have to go give it to a koin, but you can't eat it. You can sell it to a koin. I mean, we often see cases where you can sell. We see that truma is like the cheapest fruit. Why? Because you've got to find a koin to buy it from you. So you always wonder, how do you get truma that you can sell? Here's an example. You inherit from your father, your grandfather's a koin, and he got it from his grandfather, was Yisrael. So he was a koin, never had to actually give it to another koin, he got it for himself. You inherited it during Yisrael. You also have to give it to a koin, but you can't eat it. So you can sell it to a koin. Okay? Because you're Yisrael. You can't eat truma. Can't eat truma. He's a Yisrael. His father's a Yisrael. His grandfather was a koin on his mother's side. Sabe shalom mitzad ima, ya koin. Right. And the Gemara says, so why do we need from Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baruch, all these three cases? They seem to be exactly the same. He says, no. V'tzricha, diyashminan kamat, just in the first case, it was a safek of the chamori, we would have said, mishum de kamufrash v'kai, because the peterechim there is, no, sorry, I think we're talking about the two of the truma and the chamori, the second and third case. Because the second case was the mufrash kai, that was already a peter chamor. Aval hachem matanot shlo hurmu, kmishlo hurmu damian emelov. Yeshvin hachem efshar lasher minei ubei, daha manach, aval hachem kevin to say, ma'al mebaya tu, ma'af mishvakai emelov tshicha. Again, forget it. Now, next case of you. Sorry, Memulach, right? Now, Rav Nachman says as follows. If you buy tevel memurach from a goy, so while we're on this subject of here, if you bought this stuff, which is already ready for truma, but from a goy. Now, a goy is patur, right? A goy doesn't have to set aside truma maase. But you bought it from him at the stage who was ready to be given truma maase. Ma'asran v'hen shelo. The same idea over here, right? You do truma, you maase it, but you keep it. And this is the case, again, where you can sell it. If you look at Rashi over here, there's a Rashi. Says here, Vahen Shelo. I skipped all those Rashis. Look at all the way down the bottom there. Those are Rashis from the previous Amud. Vze Shelo. Hatruma Atzma U Mochra La Kohanim. You see that Rashi there? See that Rashi, anybody? Right? It's in line with Gideon Ashas. Vahen Shelo. Hatruma Atzma U Mochra La Kohanim. Right? So you consider it to a Kohen. Right? So the Gemara says, Demarchin Uman. Who does the Miruach over here? Who does this preparation that is ready for Gemurah? It was the Goy himself who did it. So that doesn't make any sense. Because the Gancha, Rachmana. The Torah says, the Gancha. Look at Rashi. The Gimnucha. The Guncha. Ma she'atam emareach haya b'truma v'lo miruach o'et kochavim. If the Goy did the miruach, there's no chiyuv of truma maaseh because the Goy did it. You've got to do the miruach. So what do you mean? Who did it? When you bought this this produce, who had done the miruach? Who had prepared it ready for truma and mate? Right, ele de marchinu Yisrael must have been a Yisrael bereshut oved kochavim. Right, with the reshut. Now what's going on? Look at Rashi over here. The mirchunu Yisrael bereshut oved kochavim shaya Yisrael aris v'karkesh oved kochavim avay. There's a sharecropper, but the Jew was the sharecropper, and the land was owned by a goy, and he had the right to farm it. And now he did the miruach bereshut a goy. Now you chayev in. Right then, masran. You have to do maser. Now, why have to do maser? We might think, but it was grown by the produce of a goy. So why do you do maser? So he says, no. First, you have to do maser. Why? On the one hand, a goy hasn't got the koach to buy land in Yisrael to be mafkir from Truma to maser. Still, it applies. V'hein shelo. But why are they his? Because the Jew will now say to the kohen, what are you going to say to the Kohen? It's almost like a motzi mechamel of a raya, but it's not. Because yeah, there's no raya. You have to bring a proof. This is bavada chayav in Truma Maaseh. But why you have to give it to the Kohen? Look what he says here. The Amalei says to the Kohen, ka'atina mikoach gavra. I got this. This chomer came. Ka'atina. It came mikoach gavra. The law matzit ishtaye dine bahadeh. If you yourself had a guy to deal with a goy, you wouldn't be able to get it out of him because the goy's got chayav. So therefore, I got it from the goy. And therefore, I'm basically coming with the koach of the goy, and the goy wouldn't give it to you if I didn't give it to you either. But I have to do maser because in my hands I did the miruach, and if the fact that the goy on the land wasn't enough. But still, it's a little bit like a halfway house here. I've got to do maser, but it's mine, therefore I consider it to you. And Rashi says over here that this is the case where you will actually sell it to the kohen. Okay. So now, Tanan Hatam, we got a Mishnah. Right, this is a Mishnah in. In Demai Perek Gimel, right? Mishnah Dan, the rest, right? Hamafkid Peirotav Etz Lakuti. Similar, related to what we just said there about the goy. If you gave your peirot to we're talking about a coin over here. Then Grashi says it. Demai Safek Chilfin, Safek Lo Chilfin. No. Where is it? Rashi over here? Okay, no Rashi over here. Okay, so if you gave your peirot to a goy, you're taken to a kuti, or an ama aretz. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says there beches katan, lemaser uleshvit. As you gave them, that's the chazoka. It comes back in. In other words, we don't doubt for one second that the kuti or the ama aretz switched them around. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here, look at Rabbeinu Gershom, where the two lines before it becomes a narrow line there. Can you see it? It says there like this. It's Lovet Koch. No. Higher up. Sorry. Beches katan, you see that there? Lemashot lo shvi, says Kromar. Imif kid koin perotav musa, yeah, he says the koin. Rabbi the Gershom says, have you got it? It's in line with the Tosfot de Harei Hain. He said, do you have the Tosfot de Harei Hain? A few lines down. It says over there, Kromar. Imif kid koin perotav musa, if you gave already fruits which had already been taken off Truman Maser, the koin. And he gave it to a kuti or to a ama aretz to look after for him. We don't doubt that he took them back and gave you back tevil. Ela otan shehivkidol hivkidlo machzilo. V'chein shvit said to a shmita hivkidlo peirot shel shnat shishit u'machzilo b'shvit. If you gave him produce from the sixth year and he gave it back to you in the seventh year. You don't think for a second he gave you back Shmita food and you can't go and trade it. You know, you trust the Kuti and the Amaretz, but Shichim Yilachash, Ela Otan Shehiv Kid, Beyado, Machsilo, Sheloya, Rotzilach Shoy. There's no doubt that he would want to cause you to fail. Right, that is with regard to the Kuti and the Amaretz. That's the Mishnah. However, it's an Oved Kochavim. When you give to a Goy, right, Kepeirotav. Now we treat the food as if it was kaperotav. Look at the Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Even look at Rashi. Rashi's over here. Look at Rashi. Kaperotav. Ove kochavim. He says keperotav. Shelovet kochavim. The vaday chafinu. Vaday, says Rashi. There's no doubt he's going to give you back different ones. V'tzarich lahafrish mehen maaser. Right? And you've got to do truma and hafrasha again. And Rashi says, Yahai tana savar, the ein miruach haver kochavim poter. Uplugti v'benachu v'peregram Yishmael. So we saw a second ago, right, that if it's a goy who does miruach, so you patur. We explained our Mishnah that it had to be a case where the Jew was an aris and he did miruach with the goy in order for it to be chayiv. Here we see over here, right, that the miruach, you've got to do truma. Why do you have to do truma? If he gives it back to you like the goy. So basically, Rabbi Shu said, are you happy with the question? You understand my question? Or am I confusing myself? Am I confusing all of us? What's the question over here? You know what? Read the end of, read the rest about a girl Shabbia with me. Look here. Look about a girl Shabbia. She's over here. Yesh lein din kaperotav shlover kochavin. Daminan vada hichlifan, they definitely hichlifan. Umachsi lo achayin, it gives you back others. Vedinan kaperot de imrechinu Yisrael mirshtover kochavim. So now he gives it back to you, and now the miruach is as if you did the miruach on his perot with his reshut. The kabayi la fushe minayu chume gedola ule mitve la kohen. You're going to give chume gedola to the kohen. Vahashar maser rishon or chumat maser mashan vahem shelo. Seems to make a distinction that we have between chumah gedola and maser rishon maser shein. Chumah gedola to the Kohen and the rest you keep for yourself. Now look what's going on over here. So Gemara says over here. It's loveka chayin. Rabbi Shimon Omer on that. He says no, demai. It is like demai. Now what does it mean? It's like demai. Safek chilfan, safek lo chilfan. So Tanakama says he definitely changed it, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's a safek. So I'm Rabbi Dezer. So what's going on? Rabbi Dezer is like this. Lahafrish, kula alma lo pligi. No one argues about lahafrish, right? Kula alma lo pligi. Look at Rashi. Dafil Rabbi Shimon, damar safek mi safek lo achil tzaim shu mitahen ubayi frushe. Even Rabbi Shimon said that you, even from a safek, you got to do hafrasha. Hakol de damu le demai da amar de mafrish. Everybody agrees you've got to do hafrasha. What's the machloket? Says Rabbi Ezer, ki pligi litnan le kohen. Do you have to go and give it to the kohen or not? Tanakama savar vadai chalfinu, and therefore bayi mitnen le kohen. Right, you got to give it to the kohen. Rabbi Shimon says demai. Right, therefore, what does it mean, demai? Look at Rashi there. Hamotzi mechem alavaraya. It's a safek. So therefore, you've got to do hafrasha, but you can keep it. Right? So the Kohen have to prove that it was Vadai Tevel. So the Kohen Vadai Tevel, you have to give it to him. Right? That's what Rabbi Nes says the Machloket is. So now Yativ Rav Dimi Vakamele Ashmaita, Rav Dimi was sitting in front of Rabbi Yativ Dimi Vakamele, and he sent over, who, I don't know who he was sitting in front of, Yativ Rav Dimi Vakamele, and he sent over the Shmaita, Rashi Rabbi Eliezer. So it seemed like he was saying it to Abaye. Right, Amale Abaye, Taima de Mesapkelan I Chalfinu I Lo Chalfinu. The reason why there's this Rabbi Eliezer says what he says over here. Rabbi Eliezer says La Hafrish. Rabbi Eliezer says La Hafrish Kule Alme Lo Pligi. Right, so he says Abaye. He says why? Because it's a safek. Havadai Chalfinu. But if we know for a fact that the goy did change it. The kula alma bayi limitvin lo kohen. Then everybody would agree that you have to give it to a kohen. That's what Abaye says. So Abaye now says, but didn't Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Shmuel Amar Achanina? But didn't Rabbi Shmuel say Rabbi Achanina? Halokayach tfalim, right? Like we learned at the very beginning. This Rabbi Shmuel Amar Rabbi Achanina. If you look over the Amud here, this is we quote the last line of Amud Aleph. Yeah, is Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Natan. Amr Rabbi Chanina, halokeach tfali beburachim, minove kochavim, ma'asran, vahein shelo. We saw a second ago that you take from Oved Kochavim, and that's a vada Oved Kochavim, it's not a question. There's definitely no hafrasha has been done yet, right? Mm-hmm. And what do we say? You do maaser, but you keep it. You don't have to give it to a Kohen. What do we see over here? That Rabbi Eliezer said the machloket was if you've got to give it to a Kohen or not. So Abai, what's going on over here? Therefore, if it was Vadai Hichlif, it seems that you've got to give it to a Kohen. But didn't we see a second Rabbi Shmuel Amar Mechanina? If you buy from a Goy, and that's Vadai, right? Ma'as Shan V'hen Shelo. Question clear? Yeah. Right? It's a steer here.
Yeah.
So he says, no, so Abai himself now says, you know, maybe, Dilma, he says, maybe what's going on over here? Dilma, with Rabbi Lezer, what's the difference? Kama Truma Gedola, Kama Truma Maaseh. Now that was Rabbeinu Gershom. You see that? Rabbeinu Gershom already made the distinction when we read it. He said that you give Truma Gedola, but Maaseh Shom Maaseh Shani, you keep for yourself. Right? So he says, maybe that's what's going on over here. Kama Truma Gedola, Kama Truma Maaseh. With regards to Truma Gedola, you got to give it. Truma Maaseh, you wouldn't have to give it. Right? So now, the Shitta adds in there, Amar Lei. So I think it's Abaya carries on talking, right? It's still Abaya, correct?
Amar Lei.
What?
Amar Lei, Ravdimi Le Abaya.
Is it Ravdimi says to Abaya? You know, I actually wrote in here Ravdimi to myself, but I crossed it out. Why did I do that? I wrote it in, okay, I haven't seen that Abaya. I'm not sure why. Maybe Rabbi Gershom says it differently. So somebody says, Askartan Milta, you're reminding me now of what Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, right? What Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said, right? He said, Minayin lokeach tvalim urachim in obed kochavim, shu patur mitrumot maaser. Where do we know, says Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, if you buy from a goy, you only patur in trumat maaser. Right, sheneemar ve'la levi'im tedaber. Right, the pasuk there says ve'la levi'im tedaber ve'amart lehem ki tichum me'epnei shel et ha'maser tat lachem mi'itam nach lachem v'arimotei menu tshumat Hashem maser min ha'maser. So that's maser, that's what the levi gives to the kohen. Right, what the levi gives to the kohen. We give the levi maser rishon and the levi takes maser min ha'maser, tshumat maser, right? V'amart lehem tichum me'epnei shel. So what's his diuk over here? Tvalim shata lokeach b'nei shel tarafish min trumat maaser v'nada kohen. So what is that? Tvalim shata lokeach b'nei obet kochavim yata mafish min trumat maaser v'nada kohen. So it makes sense what you're saying. That's only the maaser shein, the maaser rishon, right? The trumat maaser, that you wouldn't have to give, but from a goy, but trumat to a kohen, gadol you'd have to give to a kohen. Okay, next question. The next line, is that clear? Clear? V'im mate nehenim. So now the Mishnah, the law halacha in the Mishnah, the on Tetamud Bet said, V'im mate nehenim bo. What does it mean, V'im mate? Right? So what does, if the seed does, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this seed does, nehenim bo. It's like as ilay medemit bei kohen. If you tell me that the seed died in the hands of the kohen, v'nehenebo kohen, pshita, that's pashut. You gave it to the kohen. Obviously the kohen nehenebo, right? That seems to be straightforward, clear. Pshita. Mamona didehu, it's his. So it says, no, ela demit bei baalim. It died in the hands of the baalim before you gave it to the kohen. V'nehenebo kohen. And the kohen gets anah. So he says, nu ha'nami pshita. That's not a pashut. Who is it? Is it? At the end of the day, you said it's not for the kohen. He says, no. What would we have thought? So long as the quality got into his hands, lo zachebe, he might not get hana from it. You might think, you know what, I set aside this se, I was going to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen in the meantime died, I'll keep it. Kamashvelan, de mi idne de afreshe, bishute de Kohen kai. The moment that you set it aside or even belongs to the Kohen, even if it died in your hands, you got to give it to the Kohen.